Weyburn. The Weyburn Red Wings began their Highway 39 series versus the Estevan Bruins on a positive note, winning the home and home series on Friday and Saturday, including a shootout win at home. Saturday's game began with a ceremonial puck drop to recognize National Truth and Reconciliation Day, with Chief Jonathan Paysap of White Bear First Nation and his family doing the puck drop. His family included his mother, Doreen Paysap, who is a residential school survivor, niece Kara Paysap, and children Colt and CJ Paysap. Weyburn's lone goal in regulation time was scored in the first period by Jackson Ruthven, assisted by Brayla Granger. Estevan scored in the third period to send the game to overtime, and after there was no scoring in the overtime period, it went to a shootout. The Bruins sent in three shooters, none of whom could score on Dazza Mitchell, while Jacob Vicentini scored for Weyburn to claim the win. Mitchell stopped 43 of 44 shots on net for the victory. On Friday night in Estevan, the Red Wings came away with a 6-2 win, and again Mitchell was in net for the entire 60 minutes, stopping 35 of 37 shots. Both teams scored twice in the first period, with Vicentini scoring on the power play, assisted by Elijah Anderson and Jerome Maharaj. Max Monette then scored midway through the period, assisted by Vicentini and Anderson. Weyburn scored twice in the second period, with new player Rocco Lacera getting his first Red Wings goal on the power play, assisted by Nicholas Kovac and Nolan Henderson, then Maharaj scored unassisted. The Red Wings wrapped up scoring with two more in the third, with Dallin Oxelgren scoring on an assist by Carter Briltz, and Brad Bannock scoring, assisted by Drew Mould and Oxelgren. The Red Wings host Notre Dame on Tuesday night, then will be on the road this weekend, playing two games in Melfort on Friday and Saturday nights, and in Humboldt on Wednesday, October 11, before they are back on home ice again. SaskToday.ca is Saskatchewan's homepage. Bookmark us at this link.